USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The mayor of San Francisco reportedly in Honolulu after escaping the deadly wildfires on the Hawaiian island of Maui. Politico reports a source said Mayor London Breed was on Maui yesterday when the fires led to evacuations.
All of the local governments here say they are overwhelmed and overrun with evacuees. Officials are also trying to get many of the folks who are in this shelter to other islands where there's additional services.
Those fires have killed at least 36 people. The latest consumer price index shows inflation may be moderating. The inflation report from the Labor Department says the CPI nudged up only 0.2% in July. Meanwhile, inflation picked up 3.2% over the last 12 months. President Biden's tour of Western states will end today. He'll speak in Salt Lake City to highlight the one-year anniversary of the PACT Act. The legislation he signed last August provides expanded benefits to military veterans sickened by exposure to toxic burn pits. A Georgia prosecutor denying claims made by former President Trump in a new campaign ad. The new spots accuse Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis of having an affair with a gang member and also claim that she served her job during a rise in violent crime in Atlanta. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says the DA told her staffers the allegations were derogatory and to refrain from commenting on the ad or any negativity. China has been replaced by Mexico and Canada as the top provider of goods to the U.S. The U.S. imported about $203 billion in goods from China in the first 6 months of this year. This is USA News.
With warmer weather comes the opportunity for outdoor dining, with more people now bringing dogs along to their favorite restaurants and cafes. But is this a good option? I'm Dr. Rena Carlson, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few tips. First, check ahead with the restaurant to make sure they allow pets in outdoor dining areas. Make sure your pet is healthy and up to date on vaccinations. Is your dog properly trained to sit or lay at your table despite the commotion around them? The noise and activity can be stressful, so if your pet is excessively barking, panting, or drooling, or can't sit still, these are signs your dog is better off at home. Bring Fido's toys, treats, and water dish, but don't share your meal with your dog. Finally, if you've never taken your dog out to eat, try going at a time of day that you will know will be quieter to see how they react, and be prepared to leave early if needed. There's more valuable pet information at avma.org.
Tampa's mayor speaking out after she discovered 70 pounds of cocaine on a family fishing trip in the Florida Keys. Jane Castor spent about 8 years working narcotics in the Tampa Police Department before serving as police chief. Castor said she found the drugs while fishing around some debris off the coast of Marathon. The street value of the drugs has been estimated at $1.1 million. Scottsdale, Arizona, receiving high marks for how it treats its four-legged friends.
A new Wallet Hub study out this week ranked the Phoenix suburb as the most pet-friendly city in the U.S. It used a number of metrics to come up with the rankings, including pet health and wellness and pet budget. And while Scottsdale ranked poorly in the budget category, it landed the top spot for health and wellness and was also in the top 10 for outdoor pet friendliness. I'm John Schaefer.
Washington State University Director of Athletics Pat Chun says the Pac-12 has mismanaged itself. Only four teams remain in the Pac-12, WSU, Oregon State, Stanford, and California. Discussions continue about what's next. A contestant from the reality show Big Brother is being kicked off for using a racial slur. Luke Valentine was seen using the N-word while talking with other members of the show yesterday. His exit will be explained tonight. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.